But there's this one time at the height of my career when I just bought the latest Cadillac Escalade, the first one in East Africa with 24-inch spinning wheels that I'd parked outside a nightclub, when a young man my age walked up to me, pulled me out of the car and slapped the hell out of me and pulled up the gun and put it on my face and asked me why I was showing off as if I did not know that the country had owners. Well, that was the beginning of my realization that my money and my success and my stardom did not matter if there was no freedom.
Bobby Wine and his wife Barbie are not only a loving young couple, literally in their 40s, they have shown an entire country that you can fight for what you believe in. They're providing inspiration simply by existing.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with us. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. Got a champion and carry champion. Hey girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with
us. So today's guest is Bobby Wine and his beautiful wife, Barbie. And I think many of you know of Bobby Wine. He is known as a very popular singer, a singer from Uganda, who has basically taken his music and turned it into activism. And ultimately, he ran for president in Uganda. Now, the story that I'm bringing you today perhaps isn't necessarily mainstream news. And it reminds me of how we have so much going on in the world, but we only know about what the media tells us, which is why I say the media is so powerful. Like, we know about the Israel-Hamas war. We know about what's going on in Ukraine, but do we know about what's going on in Uganda? And the answer to that question is simply no. In October 2023, National Geographic released a documentary film entitled Bobby Wine, the People's President. It's streaming on Disney Plus, Hulu, and YouTube. You guys can find it. But by way of background, it chronicles 5 years from 2014 to 2021. Bobby Wine and his wife are followed in their pursuit to provide some sort of democracy in that country. But the film gives us an inside and very honest look, very graphic look at Bobby Wine's personal pursuit to change the country that he loves, his homeland. It is arguably very revealing in terms of dictatorship. But what I find very interesting is that the world knows nothing about it. There are so many atrocities happening in this country, in this world rather, and we know nothing about it unless the media covers it or you have someone like Bobby Wine, who uses his platform and his voice to give a voice for the voiceless. He and his wife have risked their lives, and that's not a joke. Several assassination attempts on his life. He says, as you'll hear in this particular episode of Naked, he is here by the grace of God. He believes. But I wanted to share this story with you, not only because the documentary is amazing and it's honest and it's the education that we need. I want you to imagine that there is something happening outside of your home, where you live, the country that you live in. We complain every single day about what I feel is a privilege. I'm sitting here telling you this while I'm in my apartment in New York, my second home, and I'm complaining because the heat's not hot enough for me. It went out. And it's a real privilege to complain to someone knowing that it will be fixed and repaired and I can go about living my day and have my own personal freedoms. This is something that I don't even think twice about. But imagine a country where 85% of the people are under the age of 30, and it's being run, their president who currently runs that country is a dictator. He tries to assassinate folks who try to oppose him in elections. He changed the law so he could stay in power. And the people of that country are frustrated. They want him out. And the one person who came close to defeating the president, in fact, he did, was Bobby Wine. And they stole the election. Not some Donald Trump stole the election. They literally stole the election from him because he won. And no one was there to help. So with that being said, I want to introduce you to Bobby Wine, the People's President. I would like to begin just before we talk about the docuseries that people can watch on Disney Plus and Hulu and YouTube. I would like to begin with if you both could tell me, if you could describe what's happening in Uganda right now, the political state of your home and what you hope for in terms of a better future.
Well, I wish I would present my country in better light, but the reality is that Uganda is a young country that continues to suffer under the yoke of a 37-year-old military dictatorship by General Yoweri Museveni, who's been in power for 37 years, having taken power violently in 1986, when I was 4 years. But besides that, I also want the world to know that Uganda is a beautiful country with resilient people, the second youngest country in the world, with young people that are determined to reshape and redefine their destiny and to free up themselves and be able to create a country that will make them proud to call it home.
Proud to call it home. You and your wife have created a voice for those who have no voice, and you are very, very determined, if not relentless and brave in the process. Barbie, can you talk to me about how you and your husband first met and how you decided to take on this adventure of being an activist with him?
I wish telling you of how we are doing with the activism was as easy as telling you the story of how we met. Yeah, we met on stage. I was an actress. I studied music, dance and drama in secondary school for 6 years. So I had just won an accolade at the National Theatre as one of the best actors that year in our secondary school. And one of the vigilators was their professor, their teacher at university. So she had written a play and she invited me to act in that play. So when I came from my secondary school to go and do the acting at the National Theatre, I met him there.
And you were struck.
That's a big lie. Not struck, not announced, not. So I realized that he was the best at university because during that time he was at university studying music and drama, majoring in drama. So he had also come to take part in the play. This play was called titled Lady Will You Marry Me? Mm-hmm. And he was acting as the president, and I was given a role to act as the first lady. He was Mr. Mouse, and he was Mr. Cat, and I was Lady Mouse. So it was a political play where the cat was the president, and this president chose to marry the mouse. And made her a first lady, but you don't want to know how the story ended. This politician was a liar. He ate me.
What?
Yes.
That was not what he was. Who wrote this? Could we rewrite that now? I want to rewrite
the professor
version.
Wrote it. we redefined the play in real life.
Yeah, and you did redefine the play in real life.
It was a highly political play. Very highly political, where this cat promised that the cat family was going to work really hard towards making equal opportunities for the cats and the mice, and there was never going to be this hunting of each other, and that everyone would live in harmony. And he tried with his presidency.
Actually, that was 21 years ago.
Yes, that was 21.
Interestingly, I'm sorry to jump in, but interestingly, the speech that I gave in that play as a young boy 21 years ago, trying to ask for support from the animal kingdom, the rats and the mice to come together, the speech that I gave in that play is more or less the speech that I gave when I was being nominated for president, promising a new country for the generation.
Well, first of all, life imitating art, art imitating life, whatever you would like to say. But I love that this story, you have redefined what it's supposed to be in a beautiful way. I think that a lot of people would know you, not a lot of people, but people know you for your activism, and that you are a politician. But they also know that you are talented in many other ways, Bobby, outside of acting. Your music has been described in a conversation I'm just having. Some say, and I hope this is not offensive to you, but some would say you are the Bob Marley of your country, using those words. And
that is a flatter. I feel flattered.
Well, let me tell you, your friend Charlamagne was explaining on with that to me, and he was like, I would call him Bob Marley. And I think that's beautiful. I think that is apropos. And it's beautiful to see how you were seen. What did you use your music to do initially when you first started singing? Was it to change lives? Was it to speak for those who didn't have a voice? Or was it
dance?
Have
it was
time?
Bad Boy. It was rock. It was Bad Boy. It was about the girls and the music and the weed and the party.
Oh, I know those words. I know.
Yeah, and he was called The Lady's Wine.
Oh, okay.
That was before us. Come on, did you have to say that?
The Lady's Wine.
It was fancy. It was all Bad Boy music, and I was having fun. And it was making me lots of money. I actually got very successful. But there's this one time at the height of my career when I just bought the latest Cadillac Escalade, the first one in East Africa with 24-inch spinning wheels that I'd parked outside a nightclub, when a young man my age walked up to me, pulled me out of the car, and slapped the hell out of me and pulled up the gun and put it on my face and asked me why I was showing off as if I did not know that the country had owners. Well, that was the beginning of my realization that my money and my success and my stardom did not matter if there was no freedom. The humiliation that I faced reminded me of the humiliation that I'd been witnessing other people going through, and I had been deceitfully shielded from it because I was friends with the powerful and mighty. But when this happened, I realized that if there's no justice, if there's no freedom for everybody, even my pseudo freedom was a deceit, was a lie. That day, my music transformed and I started singing about justice. My music started being activism music, revolutionary music. In fact, I codenamed it Edutainment, not entertainment.
Yeah.
So that was it, the transformation that I went through. And for the next 10 years, I sang about injustices and the realities until 2017, when I realized that singing about it alone was not enough. I had social capital, I had social acceptance, and many of my friends who had by that time nicknamed me the ghetto president, they pushed me to go on an even more formal platform to talk about these things. And I looked back at Bob Marley, who had been singing about things. I looked back at Muhammad Ali. I looked back at Tupac. And I was doing the same thing, but I had to take the notch higher. That's why I said that if the parliament cannot come to the ghetto will go to the parliament. And the ghetto went to the parliament and passed the parliament. Now the ghetto wants to go to the Ugandan White House.
That's right. I love that. Mm-hmm. I think that it is fair to say that the People's President, the docuseries, chronicles the last 5 years of your life in your life. And I believe when people watch this, if they have not already watched it, they'll have come to a better understanding and great respect for the courage of the people of Uganda. Barbie, this question is for you. I wonder, as his wife, I know that you have been through a lot. Your entire family has been through so much. You were just recently arrested for no reason, Bobby. Yeah. So talk to me, Barbie, about how you keep the family stable, if you will, in terms of being strong when sometimes it seems fearful.
Okay, so they say that you don't know what to do for a situation until you're in that situation. Right. Nobody prepared us for this. Nobody warned us about what we were going to find there. We found ourselves fighting against a bigger than life situation. So it has always been survival, survival, survival. So every day we are working towards staying alive. But in the film, you just see the camera following us, our family. There are so many untold stories of very many bold women, very many women who are not just cheerleaders, but who are at the front line. Women if that camera followed them, you'd just be amazed by their strength. Mm-hmm. Ours or mine is nothing to look at compared to what those other women have done. So I am just this image that that has been put in a place where the camera focuses on what we go through. But what we go through is not even half what the women at the front line go through. So what you see is just a little bit of what happens in our country. So I just give it up to all those other women who are strong and who I get the strength from, because I get the strength from those very women who are surviving at the front line. I am in the comfort of my home, just praying that my husband will come home. But they at the front line demanding for their president, putting their lives on the line. So they give me so much strength to play my small part. And I'm just blessed that our children are strong individuals. They watched everything happen, and none of them ever seemed to be a burden to me. Mm-hmm. Every one of them took the challenge with grace. And I'm very glad that they did. And they also saw some children lose their parents in this struggle, like proper dead. They went for some of the burials, and these children are their friends. So I think they also derived the strength from these kids who had actually lost their parents, but were strong. So they felt like they can't start being childish when someone has actually lost their parent. Yeah. So we pray together, we get our strength from the stronger individuals in the struggle. We have family that's there for us whenever we are not able to do some things. You know, Africa, we have big families, so we have each other to rely on. Yeah, basically, it's a mixture of so many things. But the main point is us deriving the strength from those other women that are actually going through it head on.
You do it together. It's the collective. You guys are working together. I think that's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hey, everybody, we got to pay some bills. You know that. So this is really an important message. So do me a favor. Fast forward if you have to, but stay here and listen and find out ways in which you can support Bobby and his wife, Barbara. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion, and girl, you did it, y'all. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Welcome back to Naked. We still have Bobby and his wife, Barbara. I appreciate y'all. Bobby, can you talk to us about your 2021 presidential bid in Uganda, where we believe that you won the race, but it was stolen from you? And there was still so much hope even in that theft, because the possibility of what could be is real. How do you describe that entire time while running for president in your country?
Well, in one statement, it's going to hell and coming back.
Why?
You know, it was the most bloody experience in my life. It is the most fraudulent election, I believe, in history. You know, we went through an election that was more like a war. I campaigned putting on a bulletproof vest and a ballistic helmet. I watched my close friends being run over by military trucks. I watched my best friends being shot and killed. I watched young ladies being abducted by the military and the police, and up to now, we don't know where they are. I buried so many of my friends. But I also saw, like never before, a spirit of unwavering desire for freedom. I saw the rise of a generation. I saw solidarity from all corners of the earth. I saw hope. I still see hope. Hope against hope.
Yeah, no.
I died and resurrected. Yeah.
Lazarus. Yeah. We did it. Yes. We did it. I know that I even in reading your story and talking about it with the film, the docuseries, there was an attempt to assassinate you, and they ended up killing your driver.
Yeah, many attempts.
Yeah, the film shows one.
Yeah, the film shows only one attempt, and that is in 2018 when my driver was shot and killed, and I survived that. But there were three more attempts during the presidential election when bullets were shot in my car. I don't know. I used not to have so much faith, but those survivors made me believe that there's a higher power.
That's right. I agree.
Yeah.
What do you all plan to do when you look at this film and all that you've accomplished? And that's just 5 years. And I'm sure they left out, as mentioned, so much more. But it does give you a really good idea of the battle and the struggle that is happening in Uganda. But you say there is still hope. Barbie, what does the future look like for you all? What would you say is next?
The future is very, very bright.
That's right, baby. That's right.
The future
is bright. We are going to win. We are going to be free. But I don't know how and when. But for sure, we are convinced that we are going to be free, because looking at what other people have gone through, looking at what the people of South Africa have gone through, and how they overcame it under the able leadership of Nelson Mandela, what the people in America, especially the black people, have gone through, and looking back in the days of Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King, oppressed people have never stayed oppressed forever, and good has never lost to evil. So we are sure we are going to win. We are sure, because we are on the right side of morality, the right side of history, and we believe God is on our side.
Yes, yeah.
And we know that the young people of Uganda are not going to give up.
Yeah.
They are young. Our country is one of the youngest countries in the world.
Yeah.
Over 80% of our population is below the age of 30. They are all very vigilant, and they are fighting for their freedom regardless.
Wait, so
85%.
85% are under the age of 30 in Uganda?
Yes. They've never seen another president. I mean, I am 41, and back home, I am an old man.
Yes. you would not, trust me. Wait, so here's what's interesting to me. And this is that when you are in your 20s or right there, even in your 30s, you're very active and you're very aware. And once the people have the knowledge, they then have the power. These are all things that we hear and say, but I do understand that's a very activated age. This president that is the only president that they've known, do you feel as if there is a contingency or a group of people that really want him in because he serves a purpose, or is he ruling with fear?
He is ruling with fear. With fear by the barrel of the gun. But yes, every dictator in the world has the people that benefit from his dictatorship. Those within the country and those outside the country. Now, those within the country are first his family and the political elite that benefit from the massive corruption. And of course, the foreign elements which benefit from the massive natural wealth that we have. Our country is rich in gold, and recently the biggest deposit in the world was discovered in Uganda. It's rich in oil, in uranium, and many others. So we believe that there are those forces that benefit from the exploitation of our resources that help General Museveni stay in power. So yes, he rules with fear, but he also rules with the support of those that are unfairly benefiting from the wealth of our country.
You went to Ukraine when the war began, or sometime during the war, and you liken Putin to the president of Uganda in terms of the way in which he rules. Was there a solidarity that you sensed with the Ukrainian people that you recognized as if it's the same with your people in Uganda?
Yes, I went to Ukraine because I believe that wrong is wrong wherever it is. And I wanted to stand with the people of Ukraine. But also, of course, it was such a risk to go there. But I wanted to also get the moral authority to tell the international community that all of that African lives matter too. You know, the way they stood with Ukraine they're fighting for self-determination is the way they should stand with Africa. They should judge all dictators with the same standards. You know, if General Museveni was a European president doing that to European people, he would not be president today. Right. But on the 18th and 19th of November 2020, he massacred more than 150 innocent people, including women and children and the elderly, on camera. And this was filmed by international journalists. Only a few weeks later, he was receiving billions of money. General Museveni receives up to $1 billion annually from the United States. Now, that should not be, because it is that money that is keeping us under subjugation. We've said it numerously that we are not asking for America's help. We're not asking America to come and save us. We are only asking them to stop sponsoring our oppression.
You know, that's so well said. Don't sponsor the oppression. Don't. And by the way, don't ignore it. You mentioned that, and I think of it so often. You think of the world that we live in, and the lighter the skin, the more protected you are. And it's so unfortunate, because we see it day in and day out with the companies that the U.S. chooses, the countries that the U.S. chooses to support. And this is for everyone who is listening. I really encourage you to go out and watch this docuseries. Again, it came out in October. It is on YouTube. It is on Disney Plus, which I think is interesting. And then it's also on Hulu. Good for you guys to get all of that distribution. That is huge, because it can reach a lot of people.
I think I'm very grateful to Nat Geo for
doing that. Yeah, Nat Geo, which is amazing. And it takes courage up them. Tell me your working relationship with Nat Geo. How did this film come about?
Nobody beats Nat Geo. This is not a sponsored advert, okay? Just believe me, this is a genuine response to how they have dealt with our film from the beginning, giving it all these opportunities, all this exposure.
We are indebted.
Telling our story all over the world and giving it prime space. Mm-hmm. We are indebted.
We are. And if I may mention also, Believe me, there are so many oppressed people across the world. There are many painful stories. There are painful stories in the Congo that have been ongoing. Many painful stories in Somalia, in Sudan, and other places. We're only honored and lucky to see that the case study in Uganda got this opportunity. Yeah. And I hope that our story will be an inlet to the attention of all other stories across the world of oppressed people. We hope that this is not only a focus on our oppression. And I've always said it, that once we free up, we will always use our country as a launchpad for the freedom of all other people. So we are only grateful that we got this opportunity with Nat Geo to tell our story. And we hope our story inspires all other people, especially young people of our generation, to believe in freedom, and not only to believe, but to go out there, to risk it all, to make sure that they change the fortunes of their nations, and to see that they see a day of freedom and liberty in their lifetime.
Amen. I received that. I'm activated. I'm ready. I'm ready. Where are we going?
Let's go, girl.
I'll follow.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion. Hey girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Barbie, you said this, and I'm curious because I listened to how passionate Bobby is. And Barbie, you on your Instagram, you had this. I was just, you know, perusing, and you had something that I thought was beautiful, and it was simple, and it was your daughter, and I think she might have been singing. I'm not sure if she was singing, but you said, "Give me motherhood any day," and I thought that was really beautiful, really beautiful. And I wonder. Are you aware that you're raising activists? And if they decided to pick up where Bobby left off, how does that make you feel?
Just ask me how it is making me feel. I have a 15-year-old who is vocal about international issues. I won't tell you her Instagram handle. I will not tell it to anybody. Because sometimes we are now in a crisis of trying to tell her, you know, you're too young, take some time, you need guidance from us. But she has a view on what is happening in Israel and Gaza and what is happening in Ukraine, what's happening in Sudan, what's happening in Burundi, what's happening about the oil in Uganda and Tanzania. She is. So, you know, an apple doesn't fall far away from the tree.
It makes you nervous.
I named her after my mother, so it shouldn't surprise us.
Okay. So we already knew it was coming.
Yeah. So I think every child should be just left to be who they want to be, with the guidance as an adult and as a parent. You just try to guide how you know best, but within the confines of yourself and letting them grow wings and fly and go, because you don't want them to stay with a closed mind like yours, because every child is born in their generation and each generation has a way they deal with things. So you don't impose your thoughts on children. Right. No, you don't.
Yeah, no, you're so right. And by the way, that's... very generous of you. I don't know too many parents who like to let their children have freedom and figure themselves out. They kind of try to tell them what to do. So that's very loving of you both. Before I let you go, Bobby, I am curious, for those who are listening and those who know of your work, how can they support the people of Uganda and what we hope will soon be a democracy, a free nation there?
Ladies first. I would go first. Before we even ask for any support, want to appreciate the attention that we have got so far. It is because of the attention of the world, especially the international community, that I am still alive. Mm. I've been arrested many times, but the only thing that kept me alive are the international outcries that forced the regime to spit me out. So we appreciate. We would hope to have continued attention on Uganda, to have the world pay attention to us, and whenever possible to amplify our voices. Kindly follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on TikTok, Bobby Wine, because our social media is our only voice. We are blocked from our traditional media back home. I'm a musician, but my music is abolished. My name is banned on radio, and people are arrested and they disappear for just playing my music. So social media is our only way. Please amplify our voices to the citizens of the European Union and the United States. We request you to kindly amplify our voices by reaching out to your leaders, your congressmen and women, and asking them to change the policy in Uganda, asking them to stop sponsoring terror, to stop sponsoring dictators, because dictators are only kept alive by international money, which is actually borrowed in our name, which me and my children and my great-grandchildren are going to pay. The national debt in Uganda stands at such an obscene rate that it would take we, the Ugandan taxpayers, 97 years to pay up. And that money is being borrowed and it's used to oppress us. So if you, the citizens of the United States and the European Union, who have the luxury of protesting for a right, who have the the privilege of being listened to by leaders, kindly ask your leaders, tweet to them, post to them, email them, and ask them to influence a change in the policy in Uganda. What are we asking for? We're asking the international community to put conditions of respect for democracy, respect for the rule of law, and respect for human rights in exchange for cooperation with Uganda, not to continuously just keep paying a dictator that uses that money to commit crimes that are contrary to the values that bring us together. That will keep us safe. The rest we shall do ourselves. That's all we're asking for the United States.
Yeah, and you want, I want to make sure I'm getting this right. You want people to follow you on all social outlets, because that is the way in which you are able to share what's going on back home, because
exactly. You're
blocked. And if you don't have it, so you need people to really support this platform for you and this film.
Sure.
Okay.
Amplify our voices. Definitely, Barbie has some asks.
Yeah. After the election and the abductions, we have turned into a charity. The National Unity Platform, the political party, is spending so much money on maintenance of prisoners, because they have to visit them, to take them.
We have hundreds of political prisoners.
We have very many political prisoners in different prisons of the country. So the National Unity Platform has to fund all the families of the missing, the families of the dead, and the families of those in prison. So, and it is very expensive. So we carry drives of donations once in a while. And we run these drives on Bobby's social media platforms. So yeah, when people follow, then they will know when that time comes, and then we would ask them to donate towards the cause. Also, I run a charity where most of those children are, our charity pays their school fees and looks after them during school time. It's called Caring Hearts Uganda. You Google me and the charity that I run, if you go to our website, there is a place for donations that also will help us keep these children in school.
Is it caringheartsuganda.com? What website? What is the website?
Caringheartsuganda.org.
.org. It's always org.com. Okay.
It's org.
Barbie Wine and Barbie, thank you so much, so very much for the work.
Thank you.
Thank you for using your voice to speak to those who cannot speak, and for your courage, because I know it's not easy. For the folks, again, who are listening, Nat Geo did the docuseries. It's available on Disney Plus. It is also available on Hulu as well as YouTube. That means there's no way in which you cannot watch it. If you don't have a streaming service, you have YouTube, I'm sure. So go check it out and support. Yeah. Thank you guys so much again.
Thank you for having us.
Again, you guys, you should go out and support Bobby Wine, the People's President. The documentary is streaming on Hulu, on Disney Plus, on YouTube. There's absolutely no way in which you cannot find it. So go out and support. I got to say this again. It really takes a lot of courage to decide that you want to go out and speak for those who can't speak for themselves. And Bobby and his wife are not even in their home country anymore, because they can't be. They've been exiled, if you will. They cannot return. He talked about this in the podcast, three assassination attempts on his life. And he is still here today and still fighting. I encourage you to follow him on all of his social media platforms so that he can help get that message out to you and others. And maybe in some form or fashion, the people of Uganda can have justice. I am done. I'm not going to complain about not having heat. I am not going to complain about the New York cold. Because from my perspective and from someone else's perspective, I'm living a good life. I can't complain. We really can't. When you think about what's happening all over this world, we really, truly can't complain. Today's podcast is teaching me gratitude. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to y'all next week.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.